Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house throughout the world. We're ministering from our headquarters, which we've been in since January 4, 1981. That while, been out of debt since 1985. Glory. That's really good. And ministry, live stream, Roku, and things are developing rapidly in Zimbabwe. Thank God. Happy to say hello to all of you in Africa. Glad to be back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, what else am I happy about? Anybody remember? Blessed be the name. Thank God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord, soul. Bless the Lord, soul. Talk to yourself. Well, David did. He said, bless the Lord, soul. Who was he talking to? His neighbor? Exhort yourself. Bless the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Bless the Lord, soul, and all that's within you. Bless his holy name and forgetting all of his benefits. Thank God. Forgiveth all thy iniquities, healeth all thy diseases, crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Deliver thy life from destruction and fill thy mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed as eagles. Did I get that right? Let's go to Hebrews 12 and see what you get.
All right.
Kathy D is reading Hebrews 12. Gird up your loins, folks. These are tough verses, but they're God. You cannot escape the judgment of God. You cannot escape his correction and keep walking with him. Next.
Verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us.
Compassed about with a greater cloud of witnesses. You know who they are, those people are? They're with Jesus. They're just spirits. Thank God. Amen. Lay aside every sin that does so easily beset you. You know what that sin is? I believe. Let's go on.
And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Run with continuance, the race that's set before us.
Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
There's a lady wrote a beautiful paper on this once, posted it on a website. Don't know where she went after she posted it, but she wasn't looking to Jesus, or she wouldn't be where she's at today. Next.
Who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Jesus despised the shame, endured the cross, set down at the right hand of the Father. Next.
For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds.
Jesus considered great contradiction against himself. Against himself and the cause of the sins of all those people. Sins of the world were laid on Jesus. Thank God. And his body was made sick with our sicknesses and sorrowful. He's made painful. And he shed his blood. Thank God. Terry Bye stood for 30 years with me. standing almost every place I was every time I was there. Leading worship, fighting against the sins of the people. The sins of the people. Their witchcraft, their wickedness, their unbelief. Glory be to God. Amen. And those wicked spirits brought forth plagues in Jeremiah's body. Overpowered with them. And God, in a very short time, I'm talking about 1 minute or so, with a loud roar, brought Jeremiah above all of it and went to heaven. January 26, 09. Left me here, but not alone. Jesus was with me. I said, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. The wicked that brought him down will not bring me down. It's not God's purpose that they could. I stood and fought. Believe God. Terry went by the will of God to be with Jesus. I'm still here by the will of God following Jesus. Amen. God bless all of you. All you wicked tongues, shall a barber bell. Next.
Verse 4. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin.
Jesus resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Terry strives against sin. I do. All the time. But God opposed me. He kept me here. He had a purpose. He started this ministry with me. Amen. He started this ministry with me. Thank God. Next.
Verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord.
Despise not the chastening or the correction of the Lord. Next.
Nor faint when thou art rebuked of him.
And don't faint when he rebukes you. Oh, God won't rebuke you. Oh, not much. Wait till he lays it heavy on you. Don't faint when he does. Gird up your loins and act like a person. Go forward. Humble yourself and accept the correction and the rebuke. It's good for you. Next.
For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth.
Whom the Lord loveth, he corrects. Next.
And scourges every son whom he receiveth.
Scourges. That was the one that I really had problems reading. Scourges. You know what a scourge is? Everyone that he does what with?
Scourges every son whom he receiveth.
Oh, no special, huh? No special ones. Oh, this is just the Bible that they preach this in all mainline denominations. Next.
Verse 7. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons.
All are chastised. If you won't receive it, you're a bastard. Too bad. Not politically correct. But the words of God, the creator of the universe, the creator of all mankind, creator of every creature, says, you will receive correction if you want to be a son. Let's go.
Verse 9. Furthermore.
That includes a daughter. Next.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence.
Oh, yeah, they had to most of the time.
Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?
That's the one that gets you. Your earthly father's corrected you. You gave him reverence, gave him respect. Shall you not rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and not die, but live? You know, many people set out to follow God and wouldn't take correction. They ended up dead when they shouldn't have been dead, but they were. They are. Next.
Verse 10. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure.
Your earthly fathers chastened us just a few days after their own what? Pleasures?
After their own pleasure.
Oh, man, that was tough. Next.
But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness.
The reason God chastens us is for that we can profit and be partakers of his what?
Holiness.
Holiness. Well, nobody can be holy. Well, they better be if they're going to follow God. The book of Matthew says, be ye holy as he is holy, even as he is holy. I think it might be 548. Let's go.
Verse 11. Now no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous.
No correction. No correction. That's what chastening is. Seems to be joyous. You know how you are. Yeah. Joyous. But grievous. Let's move on.
Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
Nevertheless, after you've been corrected and it's been grievous, you're going to be a partaker of peaceable fruit of righteousness. Is that what that says?
It says, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
Right. Yieldeth. Okay. Yieldeth. It produces, right?
Right.
Let's go. Next.
Verse 12. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees.
The weak knees.
And make straight.
Turn them up. Let's go.
And make straight paths for your feet.
Straight paths for your feet.
Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed.
Follow. Just a minute. I pray for all the lame knees, all the people that refuse connection. Now pray for it. Now, the power of God rest upon them. Forgive them of their rebellious and their sins. And heal them. Cause their hands to stand up, their weak knees to be healed. Father, I pray for them. Mercy, grace, peace on all of them. Now, Jesus' name. Next.
14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Say that again.
Follow peace with all men.
Oh, peace with all men?
Right.
Okay, next.
And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
You hear that? Peace, holiness, peace with all men, holiness, which no man shall see the Lord without it. Next.
15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God.
Diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Not that we merit it, not at all, but it's the grace of God. What?
Right. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble ye.
Root of bitterness come up in you. It grows up, and it's bitter. I had it once, years ago, because of my pride. About 40 years. Amen. And a man I didn't think was smart enough to deceive me, but he did. And bitterness grew up in me. About 6 weeks, I could sense it coming up. And I couldn't do a thing about it. And I was in a meeting with a man that I knew He didn't know I was there. I was sitting in the back. He was closing the meeting. I said, Lord, remove that spirit of bitterness from that person. Just like that. It was gone. Where the knowledge, power of God. Next.
And thereby many be defiled.
Many be defiled, right?
Right.
Many. Bitter. I pray right now the root of bitterness be taken from all that are bitter, defiled by the root of bitterness. I pray now. Shall I pray? Jesus' name. Amen. Next.
16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright.
I had a few bitter spirits, I think. Read that again, please.
Lest there be any fornicator or profane person.
Fornicators or profane person like what? Esau?
As Esau.
As Esau. Now, let's go.
Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright.
Sold his birthright for one piece of meat. One bowl of meat. Don't be so silly. Amen.
For you,
just a minute.
Yeah.
I did hit a bunch of bitter roots of bitterness in people. And they are being delivered now. And we're going to worship here in a few minutes after I quit teaching. And as we worship and praise, the power of God will continue to set you free from your root of bitterness wherever you are throughout the world. Let's go. Next.
17. For you know how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
That was Esau.
For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched.
Just a minute. That was Esau. You can cry out as dear as you want to. But unless God leads you to repentance, that you can't repent. You can't. You can cry. But you can't repent. You better ask God for mercy. They have mercy on you. Double yourself. And deliver you. Deliver you from whatever troubles you. In Jesus' name, amen. Next.
18. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness.
You know what that mount is? Sinai, where the 10 commandments were given. Y'all like the 10? Well, here's what happened when they were given. Listen to this. You think this again, and you want to have them, hear them, listen to what happened here.
And darkest and tempest. 19. And the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice that they heard entreated that the words should not be spoken to them any more.
Go ahead.
For they could not endure that which was commanded.
Now, you want to hear the 10 commandments? Well, this is what's going to happen when you hear them spoken by God. When you read them on some table of stone, that's one thing. You let God speak them to you. And you won't be able to hear them. And the Jewish people said to Moses, don't you tell us, you hear God and we won't hear him. And you tell us what he says. Next.
And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart.
That's what God is, sanctified that mountain. He sanctified it. He said, no beast, no man, touch this mountain. Be thrust through, right, with what?
With a dart.
With a dart. And they disobeyed. So you want the 10, do you? You want the law of Moses, do you? You think the law of Moses is better than what I preach, do you? Glory. Next.
And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceeding fear and quake.
That's what Moses said. Meekest man of the earth. I exceedingly fear and quake. Next.
22. But you are come unto Mount Zion.
You are coming to Mount Zion.
And unto the city of the living God.
Unto the city of the living God. You know who's there? Jim Clark. Amen. Terry Mai. Many others. But a bunch of you that said you were friends with Jim Clark. And you know what God did with him. I intervened in his sins and took him to heaven within less than 10 days. And I ministered his funeral. And I asked God, God told me to do his funeral. I said, what did I say? Where is he? He said, he's in heaven. He said, he's with me. He said, turn to Hebrews 12. I'll show you where he's at. It's where Jim Clark's at. Where are all of his friends that had such great admiration for him, that applauded his sins, lied about him? Where are you at? Where are you going? Here's where Jim's at. Let's go on.
But you are coming to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and into an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now has he promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven.
Hear that, once more. God promised he would shake the earth one more time, not only the earth, but the heavens. Did you know today the earth is being shaken? Did you know the heavens is being shaken? Did you know things that are in the heavenlies that God created are being turned loose and becoming danger to those of us on the earth, but not those of us that are under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty, but those that reject hearing Jehovah from heaven. Next.
27, and this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Amen. You notice everything that can be shaken will, it'll go, and everything that cannot be removed will remain, thank God, and that the body of Christ will be ruling and in charge of. Hallelujah. Amen. Next.
28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Last verse, for our God is a consuming fire.
It's a good place to quit. What do you say? We praise God. And all you people, with the root of bitterness and unforgiveness, and your hands hung down, and your knees weak, let God minister to you, set you free, and get you back in line, walking by the Spirit that God used to raise Jesus from the dead.